Another book we missed this year is a memoir from one of my favorite women in comedy, Andrea Martin. Like a lot of people, I first encountered Andrea Martin on the wonderfully weird Canadian sketch show, SCTV, where she played a ridiculous range of characters, from Indira Gandhi singing Don't Cry For Me, Rawalpindi, in a musical parody of Evita, to her completely made-up character, the obnoxious Edith Prickly.
Hello, ladies, Prickly again. You know, every meal can be a picnic if you just get off your buns and get back in the kitchen where you belong.
In her memoir, Martin says that in the 1970s, comedians were treated like rock stars.
It was not like it is now, where there's so many more opportunities for women, particularly in comedy. And because of all the other improv groups, you know, Second City was kind of the only improv group that was happening. Now there's the Groundlings and Upright Citizens Brigade and Improv Olympic, which is a great breeding ground for young comedians, and they go on to Saturday Night Live. But then in the 70s, there really wasn't that kind of place. So comedians were, I don't know, much more rare. And I think just like rock stars, they were really celebrated.
And even more rare were female performers, because I think around that time, you could probably count on your hand the number of women doing stuff like you. And two of them, you and Catherine O'Hara, were on SCTV.
SCTV, yeah.
Was it hard? I mean,
No, it wasn't hard. People have asked me that over the years. What was it like to be, blazing a trail in comedy? And mm-hmm. I think, my God, I wasn't remotely blazing a trail. I was grateful to be even walking on a trail. I mean, there was Phyllis Diller and Emma Jean Coca and Joan Rivers and, the Honeymooners, those two women on there. You know, there were a lot of women in comedy before Catherine O'Hara and I did it. But now there's so many more opportunities. It wasn't hard. We were a collection of very close friends. We bonded, and Catherine was a very prolific writer, so she covered me. I wouldn't say I was so prolific writing, but I love the acting portion of it, so I think we all covered one another. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's substantially better? I know one of the things that you write about in the book is that there's still that thing about when women reach a certain age, you know, the kind of roles that they get offered or don't.
Yeah. Look, I'm a character actress. If I were an ingenue and my career started with the way I looked or how sexy I was or my body, you know, then maybe the older I got, the more difficult it would be. But I've been a character actress all my life. And I write about in the book, you know, I'm not the girl that gets to make out with Ryan Gosling in a scene. I'm the housekeeper who comes in on Ryan Gosling and then I do a spit take and then trip over his underwear and knock my head on the door as I walk out on all fours. That's my part. So I think there's longevity.
So you think that by being characters like, I don't know, Edith Prickly or other kinds of, that kind of lets you get around those issues?
I think there's, you know what I really think? That if you're funny, I don't think age has anything to do with it, honestly. I mean, look at Maggie Smith, for goodness sake. She's in her early 80s, and, you know, she's a brilliant comedian, and Betty White, and oh my gosh, I'm sure there are other people that I can think of. But I think and you know, and I'm still excited and enthusiastic about work. So I think that if you have enthusiasm, curiosity, you still like to make yourself laugh, I think that's part of it. Can I make myself giggle at what I do? Then I think there's a career out there for me. I really believe that. I have no intention of retiring.
You write that of your character roles, all of them come from your childhood.
Yeah. I think, you know, Edith Prickly was born with the help of Catherine O'Hara. We were doing a improv scene at Second City, and we went backstage, and I grabbed this leopard jacket and leopard hat that belonged to Catherine's mother. It was a faux leopard outfit from the 50s, and I put it on and came through the door on stage, and Catherine said, "You must be Mrs. Prickly." And I said, "That's right, dear. Prickly's a name. Comedy's a game." And I'd never, ever done the character before. And I thought, where's that coming from? And I realized it's coming from my background, very loud Armenians. And so I think that's it's a part of my heritage, I think. Somebody, you know, assertive and confident, and also a part of who I am. Not all of who I am, but certainly a part of who I am. Yes, that kind of confident fearlessness.
Who's your favorite character of all the ones you've played?
I think the easiest one to play is Edith Prickly, but I have to say I love all of them, honestly. I did them for a long time, and there's always a characteristic, a trait about them that keeps me laughing still, and it keeps me excited about doing them.
Andrea Martin, thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You too. Thanks so much.